June 10, 1 Samuel 22, result of insanity. And the king said, Thou shalt surely die, Ahimelech, thou and all thy father's house. 1 Samuel 22, 6. Men cannot depart from the counsel of God and still retain that calmness and wisdom which will enable them to act with justice and discretion. There is no insanity so dreadful, so hopeless, as that of following human wisdom, unguided by the wisdom of God. Saul had been preparing to ensnare and capture David in the cave of Adullam, and when it was discovered that David had left this place of refuge, the king was greatly enraged. The flight of David was a mystery to Saul. He could account for it only by the belief that there had been traitors in his camp who had informed the son of Jesse of his proximity and design. He affirmed to his counselors that a conspiracy had been formed against him, and with the offer of rich gifts and positions of honor, he bribed them to reveal who among his people had befriended David. Doeg the Edomite turned informer, moved by ambition and avarice and by hatred of the priest who had reproved his sins. Doeg reported David's visit to Ahimelech, representing the matter in such a light as to kindle Saul's anger against the man of God. The words of that mischievous tongue set on fire of hell stirred up the worst passions in Saul's heart. Maddened with rage, he declared that the whole family of the priest should perish, and the terrible decree was executed. Not only Ahimelech, but the members of his father's house were slain at the king's command by the murderous hand of Doeg. This was what Saul could do under the control of Satan. When God had said that the iniquity of the Amalekites was full and had commanded him to destroy them utterly, he thought himself too compassionate to execute the divine sentence, and he spared that which was devoted to destruction. But now, without a command from God, under the guidance of Satan, he could slay the priests of the Lord and bring ruin upon the inhabitants of Nob. Such is the perversity of the human heart that has refused the guidance of God.